Good morning. Welcome to the show. It's 7-11. Today, cloudy, breezy, snow. That is basically going to be our forecast until Saturday. And even Saturday, later on in the afternoon, we have snow possible. Going to see a high of 25 today. Tomorrow, chance for a total accumulation of 5 to 9 inches over southwest Michigan and a high of 25. Right now, it's 25.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Starting now.
Beer pong is a fantastic game, but you know, you've played it so many times, it can get a little repetitive. That is why there's now Ochi Pong, which is basically like playing darts and beer pong at the same time. I'll try my best to describe it. And by the way, if anyone's looking to get me something for Christmas, I would love this. Just an idea for you. Anyway, it's like a dartboard. And then the cups are stacked in a pyramid form on this board. All right. So you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Bottom row is 4, 3, 2, 1. So it makes a pyramid, just like you would with beer pong on a table. But they hang on a board that goes on the wall. And then you play it just like darts, basically. You can change up the cups. You can get two boards and do one team red, one team blue. You can just have one board and, you know, have blue and red cup. It's really fun. I watched the video for it, and it definitely looks like it would test your pong playing and your dart playing abilities. And once again, if anyone is looking to get me something for Christmas, I'm not going to be upset if this is under my tree. There's a new Tinder app out there. Well, it's not Tinder, but it's like Tinder, but for air travel. It's called Air Dates. Air Dates allows air travelers to connect and flirt during airline flights. It encourages users to post their travel itinerary ahead of time so they can hook up with passengers scheduled to be on the same flight. Users can, quote, check in with social network at the airport, chat with passengers on the ground and on the plane, and even scanned around to find potential new friends to meet. They're just making it, they're making it too easy on people who want to hook up. Of course, you know, this could end poorly, because let's say, you know, you meet someone, you flirt, you go on the plane, you're still talking, but then you find out that you have nothing in common, you actually don't like this person, and you still have, let's say, a 7-hour flight ahead of you. That could be bad, being stuck on a plane with someone for 7 hours. But it does also increase your chance to join the Mile High Club, which ain't too shabby, in my opinion. And lastly, if you like Will Ferrell, then you'll love this Will Ferrell-themed bar. Unfortunately, it's only going to be in the TCL Chinese Six Theaters in Hollywood. It's a pop-up bar, basically, with all things Will Ferrell. There's Anchorman-inspired drink menus. There's more stuff, elf-inspired dancing, all sorts of good stuff. I would love this. The only thing, though, is as much as I love Will Ferrell and a lot of the stuff he's done, having a whole night dedicated to just that might burn you out. Everyone doing Anchorman quotes, everyone doing elf quotes, different things from SNL. I don't know. It either would be the funniest thing ever, or you'd be like, oh my God, I never want to see a Will Ferrell thing ever again. Who knows? Anyway, that's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?